to order. In attendance, we have Representative Olson, Kapsner, Gatto, Crawford, Ledoux, Elkins, co-chairs Samuels and Rammers. The first thing on the agenda we'll take up is SB 102. We took the public testimony yesterday, and I'd like to very briefly go through the changes that that we have in a new CS. But first, I'd like a motion to accept the CS 24-LS0491/N Bullock as a working document.
Mr. Chair, I move House CS for CS Senate Bill number 102-24-LS0491/N.
Okay, and there is no objection. We'll have this as a working document. The CS that we've got before us now, the changes that have been made on page 12, line 31, on the ABC list, we gave DNR, instead of 1 year, we've given them 2 years to revisit the list. We have eliminated, on yesterday's version, on page 13, there was a list of 1 through 7 items that they must look at. We've eliminated the specific list, and we're just telling them now, look at the ABC list. And in section 22, where there was discussion, we have moved the date. We still want to tell the federal government that they have a time certain that they have to act on this. We've switched to the date that the legislature can still examine that date until May 10th, 2006. Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Is this to adopt this as a working document?
We've already adopted it as a working document.
Okay. You ready for discussion?
I'm ready for discussion or a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I had a question. we had a, on page 13, section 49, we made the amendment yesterday to March 1st. Oh, that's been changed.
It's already been changed. Okay. That amendment was adopted yesterday.
Okay.
So the changes that I just went through are the changes that we made from what we ended at yesterday to the document you have in front of you right now.
And Mr. Chairman, I guess my only problem the purpose of the change that I was trying to get to yesterday, and you know, it was rushed, was to make sure that before the coastal zone plan expires, we are back in session and have 45 days so the legislature is not cut out of the program. And upon examining section 22 later, we have that problem because that's what we do again in this section. And we say, and this is where we should have made the change from January 1 to March 1 so that we have 45 days to act instead of this happening when we're not in.
We'll take a very brief at ease off the record. If we.
And thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate that. And if there's not an objection, what I'd like to do is put on the record what changes I'd like to see in section 22. So as this bill goes forward, we can discuss them. And that would be to change on line 22, January 1st, to the March 1st date that we had before for the 45 days. And that would be the same change on line 23. And then on the on line 25, what we did before was making sure that the governor has time to time to transmit and act on it. So that July 1st, 2006, there, in replacing the May 10th, and that would require some conceptual change on February 1st.
Just to be nibbling around the edges, around the on the date.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any other further discussion?
No, Mr. Chairman. I would move House CS for CS for Senate Bill number 102.
Is there any objection to moving 102 on to Finance? Hearing none, so moved. Take a very brief at ease. 164. We'll now take up SB 164.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, committee members. My name is Tim Barry, staff to Senator Stedman, sponsor of Senate Bill 164. I'd like to thank the members of the committee for taking time out of your very busy schedule to consider this issue. Senate Bill 164 extends the deadline for salmon processors in Alaska to receive a salmon product development tax credit, which is currently in effect. Under current law, processors can claim the credit only for property first placed into service by the end of this calendar year. What SB 164 would do would give them three more years to claim the credit until the end of December 2008. The legislation also makes some minor changes to clarify what types of items are eligible for this tax credit to more effectively achieve the legislature's goal of encouraging Alaska's seafood processors to develop innovative value-added salmon products. In 2003, the legislature passed and the governor signed legislation that allows processors to claim a credit on the tax liability on new equipment they've purchased to add value to salmon using innovative processing techniques. The bill that became that law, HB 90, was proposed by the Joint Legislative Salmon Industry Task Force and was part of an effort I think you're probably all familiar with by Alaska's elected leaders and the fishing industry to create incentives for the industry to take investment risks and produce new salmon products that add value to our salmon. A number of processors have taken advantage of this credit. SB 164 merely extends the deadline for applying for the credit for another 3 years to the end of 2008. This legislation has been drafted in consultation with the Tax Division of the Department of Revenue, incorporating lessons learned in the first 2 years of administering the credit to ensure that management and enforcement are efficient and effective. SB 164 is supported by many Alaskan salmon processors, by the United Fishermen of Alaska. And I'm available to answer what questions I can, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, are there any questions for Tim? Representative Seaton.
Thank you. On page 3, line 16, could you explain the effect of the January 1, 2012 date?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Seaton, my understanding is that if a person claiming the credit has 3 years to make the claim after the year in which the equipment was put into service.
Follow-up?
So
are we extending that a year so it's 4 years? Oh, it's January 1, 2012. I understand. Thank you. Sorry. It's too early.
Any other questions for Tim?
Many of us, Mr. Chairman.
Do you have examples you said in your sponsor statement that several folks had taken advantage of them? Do you have any examples of what some of these companies have actually done? I saw somebody from...
Mr. Chairman,
we have some
representatives and processors here who can give you practical examples of the kinds of things that have been done.
I will sign him up. Okay. Thank you. Any other questions for Tim? She is signed up.
Oh, she's signed up.
Yes. Okay. Next up, go to public testimony. We have Stephanie Madsen with the Pacific Seafood Processors.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Stephanie Madsen. I'm Vice President of the Pacific Seafood Processors Association. We're a trade association of seafood processors that have been in existence since about 1914. We represent a majority of the major seafood processors in Alaska with plants throughout Alaska, both salmon and ground fish processors. We are here today to strongly support your approval of this bill. It has been advantageous in moving the industry forward in very marginal revenue times. And I will be brief. I will probably just respond to questions unless you think you need more information. I think that the examples that I provided over in the Senate resources, I've had at least three processors put in new fillet lines in three or four different locations, as well as some freezing capacity improvements. I think there was other testimony in past by some processors about fuller utilization of the salmon in reference to fish oil production. and use in the food industry and animal in food industry. Those are the kinds of examples. One of the reasons that the Salmon Task Force obviously put this forward is a little bit modeled after the whitefish tax credit. When we were in the process of trying to develop the whitefish industry in Alaska many, many, many years ago, this was a vehicle to get increased investment, and it was quite successful. Additionally, Mr. Chairman, one of the reasons why we are requesting the extension is it took a little bit of time to get some of the regulations in for people to feel comfortable that some of their plans were actually going to fit the tax credit once the regulations came out. So we were a little slow getting started and would appreciate the extension, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Okay. Any questions for Stephanie? Yeah, thank you. You have a question, Representative Crawford?
It's okay.
Next up, we have Reed Stukes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the House Resource Committee. My name is Reed Stoops, and I'm here representing Ocean Beauty Seafoods today. Ocean Beauty has 8 plants in Alaska and probably handle more salmon than any other of the large processors. We strongly support this legislation, and to give a couple specific examples of equipment that's been purchased so far, the Excursion Inlet plant, which they recently took over from Ward's Cove Packing Company, which is between here and Glacier Bay. They're now producing pink salmon burgers, and also they put in a fillet line and vacuum packing system to handle high-quality pinks, chums, and sockeyes, purpose of which is to not put those products in a can, to produce a product that has greater value in the market. And as a result, they've, between Excursion Inlet and Alitac and Representative Ledoux's district, they also put in fillet lines in their vacuum packing boneless sockeye fillets. Instead of putting those into a can, those bring a higher price in the marketplace. And as a result of these sort of investments, they've added, I think, 40 new seasonal jobs in Alaska. The price to the fishermen is going up because the value of these products merit a higher price for the lower value fish than simply putting them in a can. And the company has let me know that the existence of this credit means the difference between either doing it or not doing it, or doing it in Alaska versus doing it in Seattle or some other location where they could ship frozen fish and reprocess. So they'd like to continue that. They have 6 other plants and a lot of other opportunities. So for those specific reasons, we'd like to support the legislation.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions for Reed? No? Is there anybody else online that wishes to testify on Senate Bill 164? We also got Jerry Burnett from the Department of Revenue. I assume you can answer questions if anybody had questions from Revenue's point of view. Okay. Anybody else in the audience wish to testify? Last chance. Bob?
Jerry Burnett.
Want to talk? Jerry, come on forward. Go ahead, Representative Crawford.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So how much have we... have these credits been worth so far, and what do you project?
Okay, through the chair, Jerry Burnett, I'm special assistant to the Commissioner of the Department of Revenue. So far, the credits are between $1.5 million and $2 million, I believe, and we're projecting about $1.5 million a year going forth. Now, that's a direct reduction to taxes, but if the fish are worth more, then taxes are higher. So it's really hard to tell how much value is added by commodity prices and how much is added by the increased processing, but this should have a net positive value over time.
Okay. Any other questions? Representative Seaton.
Jerry, I wonder if you're the right person to ask or not, but I know in the Salmon Task Force and also in the earlier testimony on this bill, there was questions about dual use and those kind of things. Has there been anything coming to you that has been that things have been purchased for salmon and then were basically used for other products instead?
To the Chair, Representative Seaton, I'm not aware of any of that. I would have to defer to our tax division. I don't have anyone here today from there. But
and maybe the sponsor could let me know if they've
heard. Sure. You want to come up again, Tim?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Seaton, as far as I know in discussions with Chuck Harleman from the Tax Division, one of the things that this legislation tries to do, in addition to extending the credit, is to clarify exactly what qualifies and what doesn't qualify, to make it easier both for the tax division and for the processors to know what qualifies. As far as I know, the dual use issue hasn't been too big of a problem.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I just wanted to let you know that this was a concern. I'm glad it hasn't materialized, and I support the program.
Okay, thank you. Is anybody else in the audience who wish to testify on SB 164? Is there anybody else online?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move CS for 164 Finance / S as with an individual recommendation attached to this memo.
Any objection to that? Hearing none, 164 is moved. And I believe this will be the last Resources Committee hearing that we have. We never can tell, I guess. But thank you all very much for the whole year. We're adjourned.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.